to hand out the prizes for the 2007 programming contest, and then we would like to announce the 2008 programming contest, which is a little bit less trivial and will take you longer than a month for this one. So, the contest was to play the game of Continuo. We've described the game on the net. We've handed out the registration pack, the judge's report. You'll find two instantiations of the game out on the registration table, so you can go and play with it. You can try playing against the computer, so you can probably arrange that later in the week. We had 8 entries. Standard was by and large very good. I'd like to thank everybody who took part. We have 4 winners here today. If you'd like to come forward, please. Frank Buss, Vladimir Sidak, Guido Whitland, and Christoph Rhodes. Would you like to come up? Frank gets a prize for the first entry. I think it was within 24 hours of the contest opening. Vladimir gets the prize for the fastest code. Guido gets the prize for the not very accurate, ran fairly fast as well. Guido gets the novice prize. It's your first list program, I believe.
Yes, it was.
Thank you. Christoph gets 2 prizes, one for obscurity, or depending on the return non-nil value of digit Charpy. And the other is for added facilities because of his Klim interface. So, well done. Okay. We would now like to announce the rubric for the 2008 programming competition. This is not defined in as much detail as the 2007 competition. I'm sure there'll be things like closing dates and stuff like that later. But the essence and whatever of your task is this.
Hey.
Make it what you will. Okay, that's it.
That's it?
Okay. Oh. What do you want?
Okay. Before we can get to the next speaker, I have an important announcement. Antonio Letaio finally arrived. That was the presenter of the talk we skipped this afternoon. So his plane was late, and then his bus was late, and then the taxi didn't find this place. Unfortunately, he has to leave this evening again. So the only option we have is to schedule his presentation after the next talk. That would be around at 6. So the suggestion is to have a 10-minute break after the next talk and then hear Antonio Letaio. It's a very important talk. It's about the next 700 Lisp libraries, which we desperately need. So, who is in? Can we get a short vote? Who is in favor of doing this? Okay, answer.
And we'll run the Summer of Code session some other time during the week.
Yes, the Summer of Code session will be some other time during the week, and then we can have Antonio see his presentation here.
Okay. Go inside, don't they?